having done well academically throughout my life, and then coming to a point where I was actually going to fail my A-levels, it did take me a while to kind of process and be okay with it. Hi, I'm Thiruban, and I'm a national track and field athlete. I would say my breakthrough year was when I was in JC1, because that was the year that I broke the national school games record for the 800 meters, and I also went to the World Under 18 Championships for the 400 meters and set a new national under 18 record. It was the year that really got me dreaming about what was to come in my future athletics career. So I trained like twice a day, almost every day. It's like twice a day on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays. And then Sunday is our rest day though. So that's the day that we fully kind of, maybe I just do a very easy jog or I just completely rest. Yeah. Being a track and field athlete is like really a full dedication to your time. Because apart from training, which I train about 11 times a week, it's not just about what you do at training, but it's actually also what you do outside of training. But the real challenge in my early career came in when I was in JC2, when I actually tore my hamstring. So I wasn't really able to compete properly that year. And I think that, of course, being my A-levels year, that effect on my mental health also kind of affected my studies. So I wasn't able to, you know, study as well as I would like to. And I actually had to like retake my exams the next year. Even in my darkest moments, running was something that I always knew I was going to come back to, because it's something that I have the passion for and I know deep down that I have the ability to do well in. I think running will always be a part of me.